Much like I said on Monday, it'd be a great college football game. I thought it was two good football teams fighting each other, and they made more plays than we did. Thought the plays that hurt us, obviously, we had an opportunity to go up 10-0 driving down there in the first quarter, and we fumbled the football. Give them credit, they made a play and caused a turnover. And then on the third down on the next drive with them on offense, Diego made a nice play with his feet. He made quite a few plays with his feet tonight that kept them drives going, extended drives. And we gave up two big plays on defense, the 31-yarder before halftime and the 75-yarder after we cut it to three. Those plays are the difference in the game. Game comes down to four or five plays. So give them credit. I said it all week. I thought they were a good football team. And that doesn't change anything in the trajectory of our season. I'm sure there's going to be some – I was really disappointed that in the amount of people that showed up, but they missed a heck of a football game. And our football team is hurting. Give them credit. They made enough plays to win the football game, but there's a lot of football left to be played. I like the trajectory of this football team. We have a lot to play for, and that one outcome doesn't change the trajectory of the season. So I'll answer any questions.
Was that the message to the team after the game, Coach?
Yeah, we'll find out who we are. We'll find out tomorrow when they show up. I mean, they're hurt. They should be. You put everything that you put into compete in the college football game, and you don't get the outcome that you deserve, and all the, especially with all the new guys and everything that we've done, they ought to be hurting in their gut, and there are a bunch of hurt football players in there. What they've got is they've got the right attitude, and they'll show up to work tomorrow. I'm going to make a bold statement right now. I guarantee this team will be in a bowl game this year. Okay, we will find five wins from here to the end of the Utah State game because of the players that we have in that locker room, the attitude we have in that locker room, the trajectory and growing. We need to get better in the secondary. We need to grow up in the secondary and make some plays when we have opportunities in man coverage. We had to play man coverage tonight to be able to try and stop them. We to put more people in the box in the second half. Outside of the long touchdown, they had a whole lot harder time moving the ball. We made an adjustment. We didn't make a play in coverage.
I know limited time, 44 seconds left on that final fourth and five. I mean, you need two scores, obviously. Mm-hmm. But what was the rationale to go for the field goal there?
Get the field goal, make it a 7-point game, see if you can get the onside kick, because you're going to have to get an onside kick either way. We burned a timeout early in the half, and then we burned the timeout before the field goal, so we didn't have enough timeouts to get the ball back at that point in the game. So the smart decision is kick the field goal and make it, and then kick the onside. Obviously, Luke hit the crossbar, the upright, and it went outside. So, the plan was for not. They get to take a knee and get in victory formation and win the game. But that was the decision behind that. That's the right decision. All the analytics stuff, the book said that's the right decision.
There were times in this game where, it really looked like NMSU just kind of took over with their ground game in particular.
In the second quarter, not in the third quarter.
You guys in particular, you haven't struggled with stopping the run most of the time, too.
One guy hurt us. Did give Diego credit. He hurt us with his feet.
You pinned it all pretty much all of it on Diego and the threat he presented.
Well, he made good play. He scrambled three or four times for a couple of big running plays, and then they ran a couple quarterback powers where he got some tough yards up front, made us miss a couple tackles, and converted some first downs off of those plays in the second quarter. They didn't run the ball in the second half. It was big play.
That's a bold statement to
say. It's a bold statement. I'm saying it. I like our football team. I think this football team, the trajectory of this football team, will find five more wins. The rest of the schedule from including New Mexico State, every team we play from here on out is equal talent. I think the most talented team we're going to play on the rest of the way is probably Fresno State. They're a little bit more talented than us. They're not so much more talented than us that we can't compete with them. We got to make enough plays on both sides of the ball and not give up big plays. We got to fix the secondary. And it's not the corners. We got to fix the safeties. Okay, we got to get a little bit healthy. Tavian was a little banged up, wasn't able to go in the second half, retweaked his ankle. We'll get him rehab and get him healthy. I thought Christian Ellis did a nice job, came in and did a nice job. We've got some young Wolf safeties that we need to teach, and I'm in that room all the time. So we'll get those guys right between Aaron, Noah, Jamarius. Hunter Wiggins has done some good things in practice, and then DeArco still hasn't been cleared. Hopefully he'll be cleared. We'll see. Hopkins, I think Dylan's a really good quarterback. He missed a couple throws that they did some good stuff. He did some good things with his feet to keep some drives going. We had a couple of balls that were dropped that should have been caught. I thought we had a couple touchdown opportunities that DJ bobbled the one. If he catches it the first time clean, we score a touchdown with about 4 minutes to go, 350. I think Dylan's one of the best quarterbacks in this league, and he'll continue to prove it as we move along. I don't know anything about that. I've heard about it. We'll address it if it was something negative. Storm out what?
Just grab his backpack, yell some profanity into his locker room, and just storm out.
He's up in the press box. He was in here for a minute, and then he went back up to the press box. He's in the press box. We'll figure it out. It's an emotional game. If he was disrespectful, there ain't nothing that won't be tolerated. But we'll find out. We'll figure it out.
I buzzed you about the Lobos in particular at that position just because it's so unique and it's just really difficult to get guys acclimated to it. Now the focus is on the Wolves. I mean, in working through the 3-5 for years upon years, I mean, have you ran into similar situations where you've had to break these guys into those roles?
Yep.
And what's kind of the path forward here?
They've got to get better at man coverage. They're athletic enough. They're fast enough. They've got to do the techniques right. I had this problem in 2013 at San Diego State. We got it fixed a little bit before midway through the season, and it wasn't an issue. I mean, they're going to come down. We're going to be aggressive on defense. And to be aggressive, you have to make plays in coverage. Now, you can protect them sometimes. We weren't in an opportunity to protect them tonight because we didn't have the lead or we needed two scores. So you got to be aggressive. After we came out and scored the touchdown, 9 minutes left in the game, we needed the ball back. We had the momentum. They made a nice throw and a catch. Can't get beat on a 75-yard touchdown in that situation. He'll learn from it.
Were there adjustments that you made to stop the run, Bobby in particular?
Yes.
Did those hurt you in the second half?
No. Did the adjustments hurt us?
Yeah.
No, I thought the adjustments helped. They couldn't run the ball in the second half. But
did they expose you
the ball? Well, they threw one play that went 75 yards. We were in man coverage. We were in man coverage a lot in the first half. We made a couple of plays in coverage. That play was a significant play in the game because it gave them back a 10-point lead after we cut it to 3. The adjustments we made to stop them on offense, they made a couple big plays. They weren't able to consistently run the ball. I mean, shoot, they had a second and one on the very last drive and had to punt the ball. We got to make plays in coverage.
Coach, for you guys on the ground, Dorian, you know, Bill had some chunk runs along the way, but as far as the momentum of the run game, what was your feelings about that? Was there anything that New Mexico State was doing defensively?
No, they did a nice job getting numbers in the box, and we got to be able to expose them to be able to throw it. We tried the first one over the top on the very first play of the game, went right off of Caleb's fingertips. The plan was to be aggressive in those situations. Deuce and DJ had one down the end zone off their fingertips. I mean, those are balls that I expect those guys to come up with. Ja'Cory and Bill ran, I mean, I don't know. I didn't see this. How many yards did we rush for? I mean,
we rushed for 83.
Ain't good enough. I mean, we're going to be an outside zone team. We got to rush for more than that. Dylan threw it for a bunch, but we were behind. So
47, we rushed for 154.
154? I mean, we're going to need to rush for more than that 154 the way our offense is built, and we will.
He came in tonight. I believe he led the entire team in targets, DJ Washington, and I mean, he got his share tonight, absolutely. I mean, but You know, tonight after just two catches for 16 yards, I mean, for a player like that, what's kind of the plan going forward?
We're going to keep throwing it to him, and he's got to make plays and opportunities like the one down the end zone. He's got to come up with that. Not his fault. Got to make. I mean, those guys are growing up right in front of our eyes. DJ's played in 3 Division I football games. A lot of those guys have. They're going to continue to get better. I mean, they're talented enough to be successful, and we'll continue to get better and have a chance to win games. I thought the game was pretty tame in that aspect of it. There wasn't a lot of personal foul penalties. There was a lot of talking, which is normal in a game like this. There's some stuff floating around. I mean, that is unacceptable. That'll come out, I'm sure. I mean, I've seen some videos. I'm sure they'll be out and about. There's things that go beyond football. I don't think that had much to do with tonight. And I thought the chirpiness on both sides, that's typical rivalry stuff. Nothing that... I mean, there was no personal foul penalties because it's on either team. So that's a positive in this game.
Anything else?
Luke's injury?
AC joint. We'll see how it is. I mean, nothing's broke from the preliminary looks. Made a great catch, landed on his shoulder. Separate shoulder came out. They got it back in. but nothing was broken. So hopefully, if he can't play next week, he'll be ready by Wyoming. I mean, Luke's a tough kid. If he's able to go, he'll go.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Dan.
Yep, thank you.